Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 9, you will hear stories from our 10th collection, Now or Never. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. This story is read by the author. Parallel Universe by Lynn E. Williams.
I sprang into action the minute I got the call. Step one, book a flight, the first one available, even if that meant there'd be no time to pack and I would have to go to the airport with just a purse and the clothes on my back. Actually, that might be better anyway, because then I would not be fussing with a carry-on or wasting precious minutes in baggage claim. Step 2. Rent a car, have it ready and waiting when my flight landed. Step 3. Drive straight to the hospital. Do not pass go, do not stop for coffee. Just a quick trip to the restroom on the way to pick up the car. The only thing that mattered was getting there as quickly as possible. Not to worry about cost or convenience, or that I was so exhausted I could barely stand up straight. Not to worry about leaving my 16-month-old son, whom I had barely spent a minute apart from since he was born, who was still nursing frequently, who typically only slept for a couple of hours at a time before waking and screaming, wanting to be held and rocked and nursed and sung to. His father and I were still eyebrow deep in the first part of the nights are long, years are short adage. Having listened to the false wisdom of unwise friends, family, books, strangers, we were trying so hard to get our sweet, innocent boy to sleep in a crib in his own room. We were fools enough to believe everyone who told us we ought to. I still don't like to wake up alone in the dark. Why should a tiny person, so new in the world, be okay with it? The result of our attempt was pure, utter, mind-numbing exhaustion. None of us slept. That is partly why the first sentence of this story is a big fat lie. Much as I wish that's how things had happened, it is not. When the call came, I froze. I focused on all the wrong things. What to pack, wanting to bring the baby with me, having to pack for him, too. It never occurred to me that I could just go and trust his father to follow later with the child I needed and all the things I thought I needed. Didn't trust him, though. Maybe the memory of my last big emergency was still too fresh. A plastic grocery bag stuffed with dozens of washcloths. That's what he brought to the hospital when our son was born and I somehow managed not to die from HELLP syndrome, a complication of severe preeclampsia. That strange bag of washcloths had stuck in my mind. I must have assumed he would forget important things or bring all the wrong things. Didn't feel safe leaving the baby with him either. How could he be expected to navigate the airport without me, or to get our son through the trauma of ear-popping takeoff and landing without the comfort of my milky breasts to soothe him? What kind of monster would I be to leave my baby like that? So maybe rewriting the story the way I wish it had gone down is supposed to be cathartic. 2020 hindsight and all that platitudinal crap. Or perhaps there really is a parallel universe in which I actually followed steps 1, 2, and 3, got to the hospital in plenty of time, and somehow made things different. In that universe, I held my mother's hand so at least she would not be alone and scared. I ignored the nurse and brought her one last sip of ice-cold Coke, which I know she asked for and was refused. In that universe, I wiped away the tear before it dried at the edge of her eyelash. The memory of that salty crystal haunts me. Maybe, just maybe, there is an alternate reality in which I did not abandon Mom on her deathbed. Trapped on the runway, our flight temporarily grounded by a freak winter storm, waiting for our plane's turn to be de-iced. I'm panicking. Can't breathe, can't be still. My toddler son squirms on my lap, perhaps feeling the fear and grief that course through me in waves of guilty despair. His father reaches for him, but I won't relinquish the solid, grounding warmth of his little body. A kind flight attendant tries to soothe me. I cannot be comforted. Let me off this plane. I need to get to her now. I imagine that I'm screaming. It comes out a wordless whimper. Then, a sudden calm, an invisible cloak, a breath, a breeze, a knowing. I no longer have a reason to hurry. It is already too late. My mother is gone.
Copyright 2024, Lynn E. Williams. Emerging author Lynn E. Williams is a native New Englander who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, with her two cats, two dogs, two teenage sons, and their father. Lynn is a graduate of Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts, where she double majored in music and theater instead of English, but was nevertheless named a writing fellow of the university. She is a member of the Charlotte Writers Club and Charlotte Lit, and a two-time finalist in Charlotte Writers Club Nonfiction Contest. Her story, The Power Drill, was included in the Fall 2022 Personal Story Publishing Project Anthology, Twists and Turns. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 10 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELLJones.com. There you can learn more about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.